You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Stars, hey, good morning once again. We'll be on the air till 10 o'clock all over the network and after 10 o'clock on most stations. For the stations that won't be carrying us from 10 o'clock on, only today on this Sunday because of mandated sports coverage, you can still hear us. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network worldwide at civicmedia.us. Or people in southeastern Wisconsin, you can get us on 540 AM WAUK. Good morning and Merry New Year. Danny Kaye, 1953 Oscar winner, Hans Christian Andersen.
Probably go far. Inchworm, measuring the marigolds. Seems to me you'd stop and see how beautiful.
It was terribly cold and nearly dark on the last evening of the old year, and the snow is falling fast. In the cold and the darkness, a poor little girl with bare head and naked feet roamed through the streets. It's true she had a pair of slippers when she left home, but they were not of much use. They were very large. So large, indeed, that they had belonged to her mother, and the poor little girl had lost them in running across the street to avoid two carriages rolling along at a terrible rate. One of the slippers she could not find, and a boy seized upon the other and ran away with it, saying he could use it as a cradle when he had children of his own. So the little girl went on with her little feet, which were quite red and blue with the cold. In an old apron, she carried a number of matches and had a bundle of them in her hands. No one had bought anything of her the whole day, nor had anyone given her even a penny. Shivering with cold and hunger, she crept along, looked at the picture of misery, the snowflakes falling on her long, fair hair, which hung in curls on her shoulders, but she regarded them not. Lights were shining from every window, and there was a savory smell of roast goose, for it was New Year's Eve. Yes, she remember that. In a corner between two houses, one of which projected beyond the other, she sank down and huddled herself together. She had drawn her little feet under her, but she could not keep off the cold, and she dared not go home, for she had sold no matches and could not take home even a penny of money. Her father would certainly beat her. Beside, it was almost as cold as home as here, for they had only the roof to cover them, and through that the wind howled, although the largest holes had been plugged with straw and rags. Her little hands were almost frozen with the cold, and perhaps a burning match might do some good. If she could only draw it from the bundle and strike it against the wall, just to warm her fingers. She drew one out, scratch. It sputtered as it burnt, with a warm, bright light, like a little candle. She held her hand over it. It was really a wonderful light. It seemed that she was sitting by a large iron stove now, with polished brass feet. How the fire burned. The child stretched out her feet as if to warm them when the flame of the match went out. The stove vanished, and she had only the remains of that half-burnt match in her hand. She rubbed another match on the wall. It burst into a flame, and where its light fell, it became as transparent as a veil, and she could see into the room. The table was covered with a snowy white tablecloth. And there was a splendid dinner service and a steaming roast goose stuffed with apples, dried plums, and what was still more wonderful, the goose jumped down from the dish and waddled across the floor. Waddled across the floor to her with a knife and fork in its breast. And then that match went out. And then she lighted another match. And then she found herself sitting under a beautiful tree, a Christmas tree, larger and more beautifully decorated than the one that she had seen just now across the glass door at the rich merchant's home. Thousands of candles burning upon the green branches and colored pictures, like those she had seen in the show windows. The little one stretched out her hand toward them, and the match went out once again. Once again. The Christmas lights rode higher and higher, and they looked to her like stars in the sky. Then she saw a star fall, leaving behind it a streak of fire. Someone is dying, thought the little girl. Her old grandmother, the only one who had ever loved her and who was now dead, had told her that when a star falls, a soul was going up to God. She rubbed another match on the wall, and the light shone around her. And in the brightness, there was her old grandmother, clear and shining, and yet mild and loving in her appearance. "Grandmother," cried the little one, Take me with you. I know you will go away when the match burns out. You'll vanish like the warm stove, the goose, and the large, glorious Christmas tree. And she made haste to light the whole bundle of matches. A wish to keep her grandmother there, and the matches glowed with a light that was brighter than the noonday. And her grandmother had never appeared so beautiful. The grandmother took the little girl in her arms, and they both flew upwards in brightness, far above the earth, where there was neither cold nor hunger nor pain. Dawn of morning, there lay the poor little one with pale cheeks and smiling mouth, leaning against the wall. Frozen to death on the last evening of the year, and the New Year's sun rose, and the child still sat in the stiffness of death, holding the matches in her hand, one bundle of which was burnt. She tried to warm herself, said some. No one imagined what beautiful things she had seen, nor into what glory she had entered with her grandmother on New Year's Day. Hans Christian Andersen. Morning, everybody. The music of the stars.
Join the triumph of the sky. see him lily white, the baby Jesus born this night. Some children see him lily white, with tresses soft and fair.
Noel for children, for all little children who have no Christmas tree. I sing Noel, 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 for little girls who have no pretty dress to wear, little boys who have no teddy bear. I sing Noel, I sing Noel for children, all lonely children who cry on Christmas Eve. I sing Noel, 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 for little girls whose hands are trembling in the cold, little boys whose eyes are too soon old. May the newborn Savior turn his tender face to you. May he help us all to make this world a better place for you. I sing Noel for children, for all little children who have no Christmas tree. Let's all sing Noel, ring the bells of Christmas, for all lonely children wherever they may be. Noel, Noel, come spend Christmas with me. Noel, Noel, come spend Christmas with me.
Bing Crosby with Les Brown and the Band of Renown. Tony Bennett.
I knew a boy, a little boy, a long, long time ago. His eyes were bright, his step was light, his heart was all aglow. And though his world was young and gay, a magic carousel, and all the happy games he'd play, I still recall so well. There came a time we said goodbye. We've been apart since then, and no one knows as well as I. He won't be back again. And though I search around the world until eternity, I'll never find that little boy, that boy I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
little toy dog is covered with dust, but sturdy and stanch she stands. And the little toy soldier is red with rust, and his musket molds in his hands. Time was when the little toy dog was new, and the soldier was passing fair. And that was the time when our little boy blue kissed them and put them there.
"Now don't you go till I come," he said, "and don't you make any noise."
So toddling off to his trundle bed, he dreamt of the pretty toys. And as he was dreaming, an angel song awakened our little boy blue. Oh, the years are many, the years are long, but the little toy friends are true. Hey, faithful to little boy blue they stand, each in the same old place, awaiting the touch of a little hand, the smile of a little face. And they wonder, as waiting these long years through, in the dust of that little chair, what has become of our little boy blue since he kissed them and put them there.
Here's Doris Day.
Toyland, Toyland, little girl and boy land, while you dwell within it. Its borders, you
Victor Herbert. With the Glenn McDonough Orchestra. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This Christmas, the lights all feel dimmer and cold. An echo of joy, a story untold. The laughter around me, a distant refrain. Each smile a reminder of heartache and pain. The tree stands adorned, yet it just feels so bare, with ornaments glistening, but you're just not there. The gifts are piled high, all wrapped in bright cheer, yet none can replace the warmth of you. The bells still ring out and they sting like a knife, for every sweet note tells the tale of our life. I'll hang up the stockings, but one will remain, empty and lonely, representing my pain. The world celebrates, but I'm lost in the crowd, a ghost in the season. Too heavy, too loud. I'll still wear my smile, a mask for the day, while inside I'm crumbling, fading away. For no matter the gifts, the laughter and cheer, this Christmas, my love,
I still feel you here.
Lonely and longing, I'll carry the weight of memories cherished, of a love lost to
come along, follow me, let me take you to Christmas land. It's a place very near where you'll find your own wonderland. Waiting there for you, you will see all the friends Santa Claus will be there. There'll be toys and some mistletoe. All the things that you loved as a child many years ago. Come and take my hand. We'll find happiness. Let's go to Christmas land. Come and take my hand. We'll go, you and I. Christmas
with snow piled high on streets laid bare. Church bells echo crisp and clear as midnight whispers Happy New Year.
The lakes lie still beneath moonlight, a silver
from Madison Square to the Northwoods Pine, old clocks are paused at the edge of time. Boots crunch softly on sidewalks white, breath blooms bright in the lantern light. Cider steams, the laughter stays, defying cold on these final days.
Fireworks bloom where the rivers bend, colors shatter then gently end.
In taverns warm, next year.
The wind and snow hearts gather near, hope burns strong despite the chill here.
In quiet vows with cheers begun, Wisconsin greets the rise.
Christmas. Get a different color Crayola Bear every week for just $1.79 with any purchase. Come into Burger King today and give some bears a break. This is a nice place to eat, but you wouldn't want to live here.
The little toy dog is covered with dust, but sturdy and stand she stands. And the little toy soldier is red with rust, and his musket molds in his hands. Time was when the little toy dog was new, and the soldier was passing fair. And that was the time when our little boy blue kissed them and put them there. As he was dreaming, an angel song awakened our little boy. the dust of that little chair. What has become of our little boy blue since he kissed them and put them.
Children, for all little children who have no Christmas tree. I sing Noel, 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 for little girls who have no pretty dress to wear, little boys who have no teddy. I sing Noel for children, for all lonely children who cry on Christmas Eve. I sing Noel, 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 for little girls whose hands are trembling in the cold, little boys whose eyes are May the newborn Savior turn his tender face to you. May he help us all to make this world a better place for you. I sing Noel, I sing Noel for children, for all little children who have no Christmas tree. Let's all sing Noel, ring the bells of Christmas for all lonely children wherever they may be.
Music of the Star. Civic Media Radio Network. Happy New Year, everybody.
It's Christmas in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I'm thinking and dreaming of you. And with Christmas only 3 days away, I hope my Christmas wish will come true. Hear the church bells chiming across from Library Park. It's the holiday season in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Main Street lanterns light the dark.
Streetcars wait at the station, greeting travelers
As Joni West.
Christmas.
And Der Bingle.
Christmas.
Crosby, that is.
Christmas. It's Christmas.
Now let's prepare a toddy that's good for everybody, that anyone can pour and be the host. You gotta start with equal parts of love and laughter, and you'll soon be set to raise a Christmas toast. Then you add a dash of praying, the world will soon be saying, this year has been the merriest, the most. Wish a peaceful wish for one another, as you stop a while to share a Christmas toast.
Putting joy to the world for its children.
Use the welcome that is printed on your mat. Then you stir with a hand meant to clasp another hand. And we'll all drink to that. Then you top it with a sprinkle of Mr. Kringle's twinkle. And then you taste it all the while you baste the roast. This is stronger than the milk of human kindness. Won't you fill your glass and raise a Christmas toast?
Putting joy to the world for its children.
You can use the welcome that's printed on your mat. Then you stir with a hand meant to clasp another hand. And we're all gonna drink to that.
And then you tap it with a sprinkle of Mr. Kringle's twinkle. And you taste it all the while you baste the roast. This is stronger than the milk of human kindness. Now won't you fill your glass and raise a Christmas toast?
Christmas, it's Christmas. Christmas, it's Christmas.
And Cary Grant.
Your health, my friend. And here's to you. Chin chin, my friend. And Dean Skoll, too. A votre santé. All life through. And via condios. God go with you. Good times, my friend. Shalom, shalom. Bless your family. And bless your home. Ciao.
Viva.
Pace.
Salut.
Nostrovia.
Rosi.
Lachaim.
Riti.
Yassi.
Schlante.
Kampai. Kung Hee Fat Joy. And Auld Lang Syne. My friend, here's to you.
Should old acquaintance
once be forgot and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot and
This is the music of the stars. We'll be on the air till high noon today, except in southeast Wisconsin. Tell you about that in just a bit.
Quite content and fancy free, heartthrobs never bothered me. All at once the arrow hit, my heart whispered. It's a wonderful life, not a cloud in the sky. Mr. Cupid just winked his eye, and you walked by. It's a wonderful life, I have more than my share. See me walking around on air, because you care. Isn't up so far, I see heaven from my lucky star. It's a wonderful life, let it rain, let it shine. It's as wonderful as can be, because you're mine.
Stand by now for news on CBS on most of these civic media radio stations. In southeast Wisconsin, we'll be preempted for football. But if you care to continue listening, it's 5:40 a.m. WAUK. I'm Lou Regani. Happy New Year!
Seven heaven isn't up so far. I see heaven from my lucky star. It's a wonderful life, let it rain, let it shine. It's as wonderful as can be, because you're mine.
Music of the Stars, Civic Media Radio Network. Happy New Year, everybody. God bless us, everyone. Continue listening to the Music of the Stars. It's Southeast Wisconsin at 5:40 a.m. WAUK. Everybody else, Happy New Year, and you too. Good morning, everybody. Hayward, Richland Center, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh, Appleton, Eau Claire, New Holstein, Racine, Milwaukee, Kenosha, Waukesha, Madison, La Crosse, Amory, Hayward, Richland Center. We're podcast, civicmedia.us. The music of the stars.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.